Gertie, did you reserve a conference room at the jail for Mr. Mason? Oh, good. Okay, Chief, you've got a conference room, so just sign these letters and you can be on your way.
All right. What time is it, Dylan?
Well, it's almost noon.
Oh, we'll have to get moving.
We?
Yes, don't you want to go?
Well, not particularly. Visiting a jail is not my idea of a gay afternoon.
Well, mine either, but if Francis Riley talks, I want you to take notes. So get your coat and your notebook, please.
Yes, sir.
Oh, now, don't take it so hard, Dylan. I'll buy you a very good lunch before we go.
Mm.
Now, that better?
Mm. Blake's?
All right, Blake's it is.
What, did you forget something?
Yes, phone call. Get your coat.
All right, I'll get yours, too.
All right. Gertie, get the Beekman home for me, please.
Want your overcoat, Chief?
No,
your...
top coat will be all right today. I think it's warm enough.
Uh-huh.
I don't need a heavy coat. Oh, Audrey, it's Perry Mason.
Mm-hmm.
How was Kate's audition? Or is it too soon today? What? The doctor see her? And... well, I don't have to tell you how sorry I am. Yeah. All right, we'll stop by later in the day if you think. No trouble. Yes, of course. And, Audrey, if there's anything I can do... Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye.
Here you are. Here's your coat, Chief. Well, come on, Perry. I'm going to take time to eat a good lunch. Perry? What is it?
Kate did fine at her audition up until the time she collapsed.
Collapsed?
Mm.
From what?
I don't know. I suppose it's the result of that automobile crash. Dr. Hill warned her to watch it.
Well, is it serious?
It's not dangerous. It's very serious. Kate's not to do any more dancing.
You mean not for a while?
Not for a long while. Maybe never.
Oh, Perry. Does Kate know?
Yes. Well, she's been afraid all along. She didn't say anything because she wouldn't even admit it to herself.
And that's why...
That's why what?
Why Kate acted as she has ever since the accident. She's been afraid. She kept it to herself all these weeks. She home now? Let's go by, Perry, just to let her know we're thinking of her. She's been fighting all by herself. Can't we go by? There's time.
Well, there's time before we see Francis Riley, but we won't have time for lunch.
Well, I lost my appetite.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have the garage send around the car.
But meanwhile, the fastidiously tailored fat man called J.T. is not doing without lunch. In fact, his midday meal is served on a special table in his office. But now, just as J.T. lifts the silver-covered dish from a steaming soup tureen...
Well, what is it? Tell him to wait. Now, really? Yes? Oh, indeed. Well, tell him I said... No. Send him in. Send him in now. Yes.
Thanks for not making me cool my heels.
That's quite all right, Gordy, if you don't mind talking while I eat a bite of lunch.
Well, I gotta beat it.
You pressed for time?
I'm busy as a flea on a hot stove. I got crews of carpenters and painters out at the club, and I want to supervise everything myself. I'm supposed to open next week.
So you are. However...
Yeah, which reminds me, we got a real break. You know the girl I got to play the piano, Tony Fasina? Well, Tony used to go with a guy who writes the entertainment column in a record. He's going to give us a real send-off. It's good soup, huh?
Delicious.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. You didn't miss a bite when I told you about the publicity.
What'd you expect, a pat on the back for doing your job?
Okay, I get it. I'm just a cog in a big organization, but you're not so big either.
Gordy.
Well, you're big compared with me. I mean, you're little compared with the big fella. And if I hurt your feelings, I apologize.
My feelings aren't that easily hurt. Well?
Well, the club's going okay. It'll make an ideal front.
Yes.
What's the matter, J.T.? Ain't it all right for me to even talk about it with you?
When I bring the matter up.
But you...
And now I'm bringing the matter up. Remember, it's a matter of detail, Gordy. Detail. Take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. You remember my giving you the analogy of the vice president of a bank who said a certain debtor would come in and pay, if I remember correctly, $13.13 at a certain time?
Sure.
And that the vice president wanted that debtor to bring in the stated amount at the stated time because if he didn't, he would lose face?
Yeah, sure.
A detail. But a detail which makes or breaks an organization, be it a bank or an organization like ours. Our organization stands or falls on details. Yeah, I quote the big fella. Well,
why do you tell me all this, J.T.? The club's coming fine. The rest is coming fine. I'm paying attention to details. And speaking of details, J.T., I got a million of them to take care of. Look, if the reason you got me here was to read me a lecture on details, I have my lecture. And now, if you don't mind, maybe I better get on to something important, like going...
Gordy, nothing is more important than this discussion.
How do you mean? Look, J.T., what's this all about?
Details, like Kate Beekman.
What about her?
That was my question.
Oh, now, look, J.T., if you're going to blame me for... What's the idea? You're throwing ice water at me.
What's your idea of talking to me like that?
Huh?
Who do you think you are, Gordy? I asked a question. No answer? Very well. Perhaps you'd prefer me to answer for you. You're a little man, a shrimp. A 5'2" man with a desire to appear 6 feet tall.
J.T.?
Yes?
You're gonna...
What? You threatening me, Gordy?
Well, I... Could I have a napkin to wipe the water off?
When I finish what I was saying.
That I'm little.
Exactly. And because you're little, you want to impress. You want to talk big, be looked on as big. But you don't deliver. And to be big, you've got to be dependable. You have to deliver, and on time. Well, if you're cooled off, you may use a napkin.
Thanks, J.T. Look, will you tell me where I fell down?
I'm referring to Kate Beekman.
Well, look, if you're worrying about that dance director...
You promised she'd work in the club.
Well, she's going to get the job.
Oh, you little man with a little brain. She can't.
Huh?
She's incapacitated. She was injured in an accident. She isn't strong enough to dance night after night.
Huh?
A detail you should have known about.
What I... Well, maybe I'll have to get someone else then.
Gordy.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
Gus would think of something.
Gus?
Yes, Gus. Gus doesn't have a Napoleon complex.
J.T., you saying that I...
I'm saying we need someone who can think to run that nightclub.
Well, I thought Gus was going to handle the other end, the cars.
Maybe I can train Junior.
Junior? For my place? J.T., what is this? What's wrong?
Miss Beekman can't dance. And I want her working in the club.
But why?
I don't think I need give you a reason.
You? Oh, well, no, of course not, but...
But what?
Well, I'll get her.
How?
Well, I don't know, right off.
How?
Well, I don't know.
Gordy, I've given you your last chance. I'm going to tell the big fella.
All this over nothing.
Over detail, the detail on which our organization is built. For your information, Kate Beekman working at the club is a detail, a necessary detail, which you didn't have the wit to see. You've had your last chance. Yes. Well, I'm busy. What? Well... Can't Gus take care of it? Well, then get hold of him. You, Gordy.
Yeah, J.T.
Where's Gus?
Well, he's not due back at town tomorrow, but listen,
Shut up. Gus isn't here. I'll try to arrange something. Yes, Gordy's here, but he won't be long. I'll explain later, sir.
Listen, J.T., Gus has been working under me. I know all his boys, his contacts. If it's trouble, I can help. Look, give me a chance, J.T., will you? Give me a chance. J.T.?
Even if I did, there'd still be the other problem.
Well, I'm working out an angle on that, too.
Yes, I can believe it. I'll give you this, Gordy. You keep thinking even when you're backed into a corner. All right. Think about this. One of Gus's boys is in jail.
Well, that happens all the time.
I know. I also know Gus is careful to cover his tracks. But this is different. Riley, the boy's name is Riley, probably knows only a few details.
Details again.
And Mr. Perry Mason again.
Huh?
Mr. Mason is going to see Riley this afternoon.
Mason
interviewed Riley once. Now he will see him again.
Well, Mason's a big-time lawyer. Why should he get involved?
Perhaps for the same reason he's interested in the Beekmans. Perhaps, oh, possibly a thousand reasons. The fact remains he will see Riley, and even though Riley doesn't have pertinent information, Mr. Perry Mason is a keen man.
Wait a minute.
Huh? Think of something?
Yeah, we got a little time?
A little.
Let me use the phone.
For what?
Listen to what I say, J.T., but I gotta hurry.
No tricks, Gordy.
No, listen, J.T., I guarantee it. Mason's not gonna get one single thing out of Riley. That's a promise. And I'll tell you something else. I can work out the angle on Beekman with a little help.
Tell me later.
Yeah, sure. I just want you to know I can work out the angle. Hello, Junior. Gordy. Yeah, listen, what time's your brother-in-law go on duty? Well, good. Get on this fast, Junior.
Well, what do you think the angle is that Gordy has figured in reference to the boy Perry Mason is going to see? And why, so obviously, does a man like J.T. want Kate Beekman in his organization? And just what kind of a man is J.T.? Well, be sure to join us on Monday, won't you? It's 30 minutes after 12 noon as Ed Beekman starts to knock on the closed door of Kate's room.